Welcome to the Talking Balls podcast, where a bunch of absolute clowns discuss all the ridiculousness happening in the world of sports. Brace yourself for a hilarious yet surprisingly informative ride. Just a heads up, the opinions shared here are solely our own and probably don't make any sense to normal people. Oh, and be prepared for some colorful language because, let's face it, we're keeping it real. And if you're a youngster, make sure to get permission from your mummy before diving into this madness. P.S. Please don't sue us. We're broke.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Balls. I am your host, Neil Adams. Joined, as always, is the very perplexed-looking Rob Newman.
That threw me off so much. I wasn't expecting that. It's fine, though.
Curtis McCosh and Mark McFadden. How are you, folks?
Good evening. How are you?
How did you get him to record that message for us?
I just get my wee ring and he says, mate, I would love to do that.
He's a follower, mate.
Yeah,
fuck, we're getting bigger than I thought we were. Jesus.
You're right, mate. That's because of all the guests, mate.
To be fair, like he's on the campaign trail. Like he'll talk to anybody who's listening, you know.
100%. Like it wasn't hard to get him on. Like, you know what I mean? Biden was like, I want to do it too, and I was like, no, mate.
Aye, then he fell asleep. Anyway,
already said, buddy. So
very bare here. What's missing from the screen?
Abby.
Abby is missing. You haven't put our names in. How are people going to know who we are?
The back.
You know, you want me to tell you why I took the names out? Because whenever I was doing the graphics, the names were there, and it really annoyed me and hurt my OCD.
Right.
Our individual names along the bottom.
I know. Still, I can do it. But whenever you put your face in, you just see a wee corner of it and all, and I'm like, oh, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah, you know.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. That's why I introduced you by your second names and everything, just in case anybody didn't know which one you were.
Yeah, of course.
So for anybody that doesn't know, this one's Rob. To the next, and then we've got Curtis, and then we've got Mark.
I thought you were going to like zoom in on him and everything.
I will do that. We've got Cliff Kingsbury, we've got Rans Fitzpatrick, we've got Mike Glennon, and we've got Jason Kelce.
Who do we have to thank for that shit again?
It was a guy called Chai something. But
I
I'm happy with that. I will take Cliff Kingsbury all day long. You know, I don't know about you, Curtis, with Mike Glennon. I think he's a guy with like the longest neck in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder, can I get a picture of him here? Just to
have you Mike ever seen? Who, sorry, Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon. He used to play for the
Glennon with a G. He wasn't even NFL, was he?
Oh shit, Curtis.
He wasn't, was he?
He was. He played for the Jets. He played for the Bengals.
Did he?
He played for the Bears. I think
of someone else then.
Yeah, you look nothing like Cliff either.
Okay, that is not nice. That's not you, Curtis. That's me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's not you.
Present. Have you seen it yet, Curtis?
No.
Is that a human or a giraffe?
There you go. There's a load of them.
Wow.
It's the longest neck in the world.
That is a long neck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's
going to be like, that's going to be like in the Guinness Book of Records or some shit. Like.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Like, and you're sure him and what do you call the quarterback that used to be at the Texans before CJ Stroud? Davis, is it? Davis something? Or is it David something? Mike Davis, I think his name is. He had a pretty long neck too. But anyway, boys, free agency started yesterday. All right,
before we go any further, you haven't got Heiberger anywhere. I can't see Heiberger anywhere.
If you had just seen the wee ticker that goes along the bottom, it will say that Heiberger is our sponsor.
But you've got all the other stuff on it. So
wait, just you wait and then until it goes and then you can apologize after.
It looks like a low budget news channel, doesn't it?
We are. That's exactly what a podcast is, mate. Did you not know
what do you call that channel that launched there a while? But GB News, you know that one that like Nigel Farage and all was on?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, only green.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
I like it. Do you like it?
It looks good.
I can change it to gray if you want. Like,
no, the green pops more. Huh? I think the green pops more.
I think the black looks more slick.
I could do a different font.
Change the fonts. Put it on italic.
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 This is what this podcast is. Need just programming shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's
while,
it.
Just, while we all comment on it.
Usually there's supposed to be like more people here, like, because usually we have about 5 people and then this is the way we're supposed to look. Sort of, you know what I mean? Whereas we've only got 4 and we only had 3 last week because Numbnuts needed a sleep.
Oh, man.
Needed to sleep bed.
That's right.
Bed. And then afterwards, after we do the show, he's like, well, how'd the show go? You're still awake?
I know, I couldn't even get to sleep. It was awful. And then I had to wake up at like 4 a.m. But anyway, it's fine. Moving on from me.
We're 6 minutes in. We're 6 minutes in and we have not discussed free agency. Free agency happened yesterday with some notable signings from a lot of people. What would be the most famous one? Is Russell Wilson the most famous one out of all that? The best one? The top one?
Derrick Henry.
Maybe Mixon.
Mixon was a strange one.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Let's discuss Mixon, because that was a strange one. Because the Bengals decided to release Joe Mixon. Then the Texans traded for him. So I'm like, how does that work?
Your guess is as good as mine, mate.
I think they just decided to backpedal a little bit. And
I think maybe they just lied. And said, no, we didn't really release him. So if you want him, you have to give us a pick for him.
Maybe they too have a half-assed editor, and they realized they put it out and they fucked up. So they decided to bring it back in and change it. You know.
You watch your mouth, boy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say nothing. Joe Mixon.
That was a dig.
It was. Look at stupid baldy Kelsey-looking basket. Anyway. Yeah, Joe Mixon is now at the Texans. Devin Singletary is away to the Giants. He replaces Saquon Barkley. I don't know if that's sort of like an even swap.
Oh, and Barkley's away to the Eagles.
Yeah, Barkley's away to the Eagles. But that's what I'm saying. Like the Eagles replaced DeAndre Swift with Barkley, which is an upgrade. That's just be honest about that. Whereas like the Giants replaced Saquon Barkley with Devin Singletary.
Singletary was good when he got carries last season.
Singletary was good. He's not a Saquon Barkley.
True.
No.
There's not many other players out there that are, to be fair.
But I think maybe they're just going to go maybe a two running back route, maybe get another running back at the same sort of skill level as Devin Singletary and do like a and share the load, because they've never done that. They've always just give it to Barkley.
Kind of helps when you have Barkley to do that, though. Very good running back.
He is very good running back. I think Barkley's going to have an amazing season next year. See if he doesn't get injured. Going to get going behind a good line, good quarterback. It's going to be like I think it's going to be a Christian McCaffrey-esque season.
I mean, to be fair, the Eagles don't really run the ball an awful lot anyway. With the running back anyway, their QB just runs. So
yeah, but It lightens the load on Saquon Barkley, who was just always given the ball, but you know what I mean? So he's not going to be fucking gassed.
True that.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, he's actually going to have a chance to maybe have a bit of a playoff run now as well, like, which would be good to see, because it's one of those things where you're watching a player who's that good, who's just on a below average team, and you never really get to see the best of them, do you know?
Smoothly.
Do you like that?
Just turn the music on there, did you?
Subpar editor.
Half-assed. Hoping no one picked that up, were you?
Nobody picked it up. I just turned it down a wee bit.
Just the part where it nearly deafened me when I was in the middle of talking about Saquon Barkley there.
It's like, as soon as you turn it on, it goes straight to the loudest one. You have to turn it down. It's like, fuck's sake. But no, I think that's a really good signing for the Eagles. Like, very, very good signing. 100%.
And they've got that defensive end we were talking about as well.
It's my feelings, because we trained, we friggin' made that man. We made Bryce Huff. And that's just a straight swap for Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox, well, he was a defensive end, wasn't he, for the Eagles?
Never heard his name in my life, to be honest.
Fletcher Cox is famous, mate, for the Eagles.
Well, he plays for the Eagles, but never really heard of him. You know, I don't really hear much about defensive side of the side players.
And you love defensive players? Defensive?
No. McCaffrey?
Plays?
That's about it.
I know McCaffrey. I don't know any coaches.
I know some coaches now.
I have a Ravens top, and I like Testaverde.
No, I don't like Testaverde. It just happens to be in the back of this top, mate. I won on the raffle years ago. I never tell you that, no.
Never? Do you want to tell everybody all about it? What happened?
No, it's good. Well, I bought a raffle ticket, okay? And
what happened, Rob?
I won this jersey. I won this jersey. Testaverde.
Wow.
All right, and you haven't took it off since?
It's stuck now. It's stuck on.
It fucking looks stuck.
It's my second skin layer. That's funny. You Fat Cliff something or other, whatever his name is.
Fat Cliff. Fat Cliff. I know, that's going to stick. You know, that was what else happened? Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons.
Am
I confused? Did we all call that? I can't remember the last time we were speaking.
You mentioned it last week. We were talking about the whole Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield dilemma.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think you mentioned that you could see Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons or the Commanders. I think you mentioned the Commanders as well.
Maybe the Patriots, I think I said. I think because I could see Kirk Cousins at the Patriots and the Falcons, but I couldn't see him at the Steelers or the Ravens. I just couldn't see him there. You know what I mean? It was just weird. He didn't seem cool enough to be there.
I'm sure he wouldn't be going to the Ravens anyway, would he?
Not the Ravens, sorry. The Steelers and the Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. Right, Raiders, yeah. Oh, yes, because like he's not cool enough to be in Vegas. Like, as a person, he's just not. He's too clean cut for Vegas.
Yeah, so it's just that you couldn't see him there gambling and all. You know what I mean? Just couldn't see it. But no, and he'd be wearing the number 12 jersey. So he thinks he's Tom Brady now. Or
then I'll retire that jersey when Tom Brady left, no?
Not at Atlanta, mate, no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Pats, mate. Don't matter. Thought we were talking about Pats, it's fine.
Why would we be talking about the Pats?
I don't know. I was daydreaming, it's fine.
Oh, sick, he needs bed again. Did somebody say bed? I'm gonna go bed.
He said he needs bed again.
So did I. I was going to KFC again after this.
Wow. After this and before this, during this,
all the above. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, you know what really surprised me was Cowboys traded away Pollard and didn't pick up one of the top running backs.
Yeah, no, I did see a meme earlier. It was like all the trades happening over the last 24 hours, and then it was the Cowboys trade Pollard and they receive, and it was just a tumbleweed.
I think the was it the Cowboys were the only team not to sign a player in free agency.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting from it anyway.
Yeah, so they were the
fucking crazy the amount of trade that has happened over the last week. I'm just looking down NFL Facebook here, the amount in the last 22 hours. Let me see if I can count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm gonna stop. There's a fucking lot.
There was a lot, mate. There's so many.
Who'd be funny?
Yeah, so the Cowboys traded away Pollard and didn't take up anyone. I'm trying to look and see if there's any actual fancy thing. Oh, the Lavonte David has re-signed with the Bucks. Curtis, in the last 8 minutes.
Oh, in the last 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Nice.
So
he's got to keep Baker Mayfield as well.
That's not actually nailed on yet, is it? That's
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, is that not still...
Well, you see, everything is all like... it's all legal tampering, if you can call it that. But nothing could be confirmed until Wednesday.
Ah, right, okay.
So it's all like... This is all... No, it's sort of like you can talk to players and you can agree stuff, but you can't actually sign and be that player until Wednesday, you know, concrete. Like, it's like what was it, the Will Lutz, the kicker for the Broncos. He was away to the Jags, and that was announced, and then an hour later he went, nah, I'm going to stay at the Broncos. So it's sort of like that sort of thing, whereas they can announce it, they can say the contract and all they've given him, but then he can, everything we've all posted can all be just go to shit if they just decide to change their mind. So, yeah. Josh Jacobs also went to the Packers. One of the best running backs in the draft, or in the free agency.
Yup. Lucky them. He wasn't that good last year, to be fair, was he?
You're very, very talkative here. I'm fucking trying to fucking hold this shit together. You are all too busy looking at your fucking phones.
What I'm doing right now is looking at NFL shit. Trying to get the trades up for us. Well, I did just say to you, though, that he wasn't the best last season. So.
Yeah, he wasn't the best last season. I don't know why he wasn't the best last season or why he didn't really do well. You think without a quarterback, the Raiders would have just handed the ball off to him?
Yeah. No.
Maybe their own name was shit.
Core for half the season because they kept getting concussion protocol. So.
Yeah. Abby thought that the Packers were going to have a great running back room for about 5 seconds until the Packers just went, Aaron Jones, see you later, buddy.
Then he went to the Jets and then he went elsewhere. Cause...
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're going to get sued soon by them guys over in Ireland for your copyright infringement. Unless you go on that podcast.
We could take on an NFL player in the courts. That's true.
Here, if we got about 10 grand out of them, and we, you know what we should say to him? Sponsor our team, because we already use your logo.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
Huh?
We'll change the name.
The Anthony Joneses.
Let's get him to buy the team.
Flipping red. It's selling in a heartbeat.
He could buy us a sports club. As we bar now. Pitch.
Where? Like, freaking form won't let us fucking have one.
You can refurbish the Alan Parkshire, the rugby club.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Rugby. I've thought about that whenever I'm dreaming, whenever I'm going to be a millionaire. See, my dream.
That's
what I'm going to do with my money. I'm going to build a stadium for the Jets and just sign all same players like Wello and Jordan Farrell.
that bar in Antrim has been closed that long, mate. You probably have to knock it down and start again at this point, to be honest. So.
I reckon you just a wee scrub, a wee bit of damps on her, like, and she'd be grand. Get a wee bit of damp out of her.
We've got a bleach in WD-40.
Oh, why?
Stick a bar in that shed where we get the photos done.
Fuck.
True.
See that? There's a clubhouse.
Oh, God. Yeah, DeAndre Swift, did we say that? He went to the Bears. Remember I said somebody good's going to go to the Bears? They say it was Derrick Henry or something, and then they're going to go, look what we've got now, Caleb Williams, we've got sort of stuff. And then they get rid of Darnell Mooney, one of their wide receivers.
Has Justin Fields moved on yet, or is he still there?
He's still there. Like, nobody's went for him. Like that's what he says. I was talking to somebody, and I called the whole Sam Darnold thing. I mean, Sam Darnold's going to end up at the Vikings. And they were like, not a mission. And I was like, he's going to end up at the Vikings. What do you see? And lo and behold, Sam Darnold's now a starter for the Vikings. And I'm really, really happy to see that. Because I want to see him start. I want to see if he does well on a good team.
Is he going to be their starter, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to be happy if he balls out, though?
Yeah. I'd be happy. Yeah. Means I can keep my picture up on the wall proudly. With Sam Darnold. I knew that guy before he was famous.
Wonder how Jefferson feels about that.
Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
Wonder how they feel about it, though, because Sam Darnold hasn't actually had a stellar record, shall we say, in his NFL career so far.
Well, he's been at the 49ers. He's learned a lot from Brock Purdy.
Hold on a minute. You were giving him shit all last season.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's learned so much from that really good quarterback.
So the Vikings are getting a Brock Purdy understudy, and you're buzzing about it?
I'm so happy just to see it happen.
Because there might be a quarterback worse than Zach Wilson this season.
I can't. You know what? I would have loved to see Sam Darnold at the Jets again to freaking back up Aaron Rodgers. That'd be nice.
Do you know what though? This wee stint in Minnesota could be Sam Darnold's Baker Mayfield moment. Do you know what I mean? He signed a one-year deal. This could be his. This could be the revival. He could find his place here. So, you could be right.
I hope he does. Be nice to see. Lovely wee fella, so he was. Just got ruined by the Jets. Like, there was a whole lot of suck for Darnolds, you know, for everybody, for a load of teams. Like, whenever he was in college, there was suck for Darnold, suck for Darnold. And it's like, people were losing games in order to be able to pick Sam Darnold in the draft.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? The Jets were trying to win, but just awful. So.
Just losing anyway, yeah. So other teams were trying to lose, and the Jets were just doing it. Just.
I think if you look back, the Mayfield and Darnold draft, there was Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Right, okay. Fair.
And Lamar Jackson.
Draft that year.
And Lamar Jackson.
I was gonna bring up, that's some fucking QB draft and our draft. Wow, that's impressive. But no, I was gonna say the year that Trevor Lawrence was in the draft, you were talking about the Jets. Oh, they're tanking. They want Trevor Lawrence, and then the one that asked who gives the season.
You know what it was your stupid fluffing kicker that's now at the friggin' Seahawks. What do you call him, Myers? What a ball bag. Because you know what was happening. The Rams were going to, he kicked the ball. He was kickoff, and punt returner was coming back, and he was ready to score a touchdown, cleared everybody, and he was ready to score a touchdown to win that game. And your man, the kicker, tackled him and trapped him, and they didn't get a touchdown. The Jets ended up winning that game, and that's how they end up with the second pick instead of the first pick.
For about 6 months, Curtis, I get at him. I was like, do you know how bad the Jets are, Neil? He's like, how bad? I was like, they tried to tank and failed at it. Like, that's how bad they are.
That's true. They can't even tank properly.
Have the Jets managed to pick up anyone?
Or did they pick up
Rodgers?
They don't
need anyone. They've got Rodgers.
I can talk all day about the Jets, boys.
They picked up an O-line, didn't they?
We picked up an O-line. It was the left guard for the Baltimore Ravens, who allowed one sack. And is... 17 starts he started last year. So they got him for 2 years. Don't ask me his name, I can't remember offhand. but they picked up Tyrod Taylor from the Giants to back up Aaron Rodgers.
So that's a great pick. We'll be seeing him in the second quarter of the first game.
No, because this is a general thing. Like, everybody's going around. Now Aaron's got injured. The man's been healthy for freaking years. He picked up an injury. It's just because of the Jets' luck. He'll be grand next year, and everything's going to be fine.
What was it? He tore his
Achilles.
We're
going to get new jerseys.
Yeah.
Huh? Who?
So he tore his Achilles. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at this point, he's an OAP in the NFL. So he might struggle.
No, he'll be grand. He will be absolutely fine. He's going to play the whole season. Tyrod Taylor will come in every now and again when we're trumping, boys. But that'll be it. But at least we have that backup just in case Aaron does go, you know what, I need a wee rest, mate. Get me my wee pina colada there.
I hope they do well. You know, I hope it's a good season for you since your last year as a Jets fan.
No, it's only my last year if they don't make the playoffs or do well. If they upset me this year again, then they're gone.
Is making Lately the playoffs, gone. is that the cutoff? Like, if they...
Oh, if they make a playoff, at least I've seen a playoff game in my lifetime.
So, like, wild card game, is that the cutoff? If they get the wild card game, you're buzzing.
Yeah, even wild card game's great. Yeah, I'm happy enough with a wild card game. Yep, I'll take that. More than happy with that. But if they have a losing season and Pippen do absolutely dog shit, then that's the end of it. That's the end of his Jets. He's your gone.
Who are you going to?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go for, like a Kansas City Chiefs or something.
I would...
Jesus. See,
I would love it if like you went for the Kansas City Chiefs like the year they then had their Patriots drop off. Do you know what I mean?
But you see that this is what...
I know Thingy's still gonna be there. I know Mahomes is still gonna be there, but it'd just be funny to see.
It would be funny to see, but they're not gonna have the drop off while Mahomes is there, unless Mahomes goes fluff this, I'm out, guys. Which would probably be the most bizarre thing to happen as soon as I start supporting him.
If he went to the Jets.
Imagine that, yeah. He'd probably go to the Jets and ball out.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford him.
I reckon if that happened, mate, you'd have a lot of Chiefs fans knocking on your door, like...
You know what? I'll probably make a Facebook page or something going, pay me to not support the Chiefs.
See, see if, the NFL really is scripted. I'm going to send them this. Like, I'm going to send them this script and be like, please, lads, make it happen.
You know what? I would, might actually support the Steelers. Steelers might be a good shout. They've got Russell Wilson. They've got marketing rates from Northern Ireland and Ireland. So, I mean, the first team that's probably going to be playing in Ireland is probably going to be the Steelers.
What does that mean then? That they like the with them having marketing rights here. What does that mean? What is that?
It means that they can like come over here and do stuff. So the likes of the Steelers watch party, the like see the way the Jaguars can come over and do jag tag and things like that there.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, like, I'm with you.
And because the Jets and the Bears are also with the UK, so that's why they were able to go over and do a flag tournament against the Jets and the Bears team over in UK. So they'll be able to do things over here, like have watch parties, like the way the Jags are here, or UK and Ireland. They're going to have a watch party for the draft night. They're going to have their live draft night here in Dublin.
That's cool.
So just stupid things like that there. Like, it's more trying to, like, try and get support for their team from this whole island, you know? So, but it's... That could be the way forward. You know what I mean? And black slimming as well, you know?
Do you know what? I've always loved the Steelers. Like, the brand. Yeah, so much, you know what I mean? Like, the uniforms, the colours, the badge. I've always thought it's a really cool brand. So, you could do worse than the Steelers.
And their owners hail from Newry.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Did not know that.
The Moonies. The Moonies hail from Newry.
Imagine being from Newry and owning an NFL team.
I know. That's insane. See, because like the Jaguars went for UK, so it's like England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and Ireland. But the Steelers just wanted Northern Ireland and Ireland.
Insane. Did not know that.
They didn't want anything to do with England, Scotland, and Wales. So there you go. Expect big things from the Steelers. It'll probably be the Steelers, be the Jags at Croke Park. That'll be the first game. Pretty cool, right? It would. So who else have we been talking about? Let me see.
Good question. There's so many. Don't think we've talked enough about Derrick Henry, to be honest. That was a
Derrick Henry to the Ravens.
A big one. Quite a bold move for the Ravens to get rid of Mark's favorite Gus Bus and bring in an old stalwart of the NFL.
But you know what's weird? Though Gus Bus was back up to J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
And J.K. Dobbins got injured for the year and then got starting. But J.K. Dobbins is just going to be there to back up Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And Gus Bus goes and tries to start for the Chargers.
You know, say last season that Henry was getting older. He thought he was on his way out, didn't he?
I do. I still think that, yeah. I don't think he's going to be like...
He signed for like a $50 million deal over the next 3 years?
Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
No, it was $20 million for 2 years.
Yeah.
With $9 million guaranteed.
He's obviously going to struggle to put foot on his feet with that, mate.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. That's not a lot for Derrick Henry, like.
True.
To be fair. And you know he was a freaking steal. Austin Ekeler for the Commanders. I think he only got what did he get? Let me see. A 2 year deal worth $11 million. So basically $5.5 million a year for Austin Ekeler. Who literally 2 years ago was a freaking the best running back in the league.
I know we did nothing last year.
He did.
You traded for him and he did shit.
I know. That's what happens, isn't it?
You just need to give up with the whole picking of teams and players.
I know. That kind of hurts my feelings, but Gabe Davis is now away to the Jags.
Yep. He'll be good there, I think.
Yeah, but Calvin Ridley.
The Jags definitely needs fucking something, man.
Well, Calvin Ridley is still there, and I don't know what's going on there. Like,
yeah, we need two.
I don't know. I think he's saying that he wants to stay there, but if I'm reading everything, like. The only team that's really interested in Calvin Ridley is the Patriots, and he doesn't want to go there.
Don't blame him.
Because, I don't know why. Michael Pittman Jr. is away is staying with the Colts. And the big news, Baker Mayfield agreed to terms with the Bucks, mate.
That's the big news. That is the big news.
That is the big news. Are you happy with that, Curtis?
Yeah, no, I'm buzzing. I'm actually genuinely buzzing about that. I reflected on my comments last week about Russell Wilson, and I thought I'd still rather...
I hope Baker doesn't hear that. Because I love that guy.
You love who?
No, that's what you were reflecting, going, I hope Baker doesn't hear my comments from last week. Because I love him.
Yeah, no, I'm genuinely buzzing. I think he's... everything just clicked, and I think the main parts of the Bucks team that got us to the playoffs last year are pretty much staying. Like, Winfield Jr. got slapped with a franchise tag there, so he's there for at least another year. Mayfield's there, albeit for 3 years. Godwin and Evans as well. So, like, the main Evans, pieces of the machine are there. And if we can add anything else in the draft, like, there's a good chance we could be heading back to the playoffs. So, yeah, buzzing.
No, how many days? You know what else was a wee bizarre one for us? That was like, where did this come from? Jaguars training for Mac Jones.
Yeah.
That is a weird one. Yeah,
that was for a sixth round pick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
They overpaid, like.
I was gonna say that doesn't say a whole lot about Mac Jones, like, but
yeah.
We haven't really seen Mac Jones in a Bill Belichick's always been a very defensive minded coach.
Yeah.
Again, with Tom Brady there, it wasn't a massively high scoring offense. You know, so we haven't seen him in a proper offensive coaching setup.
There was games where he showed what he can do, to be fair. Like, he might be a solid backup for a team like, do you remember that game they were down and he came... No, sorry, that was the Jets. I'm thinking of the Jets. No, mate, he's shit. Sorry, that's my bad.
Yeah. He's pretty shit. What was
he's not shit. He's not shit. There was a couple of games where he showed what he could do, but like that, the Patriots team overall is bad, so you can't blame him for that.
Yeah. And also they didn't have a good play caller either. He also regressed under the new offensive coordinator that was there. I can't remember who he was called. I think he got sacked and he's away back to college football. So Mac Jones, I never read of Mac Jones. Even whenever he was in college, I was watching, because usually when the draft comes, I do a wee bit of research and players and all that, carry on and look at people. And I was looking at Mac Jones when he was in college, and even his spiral all just looked weird. The way he threw the ball just didn't look like he was professional. He was going to be a professional player, but he played for a good team. But I just never seen him as a good quarterback ever. And then he went to the Patriots, and I think he had one good year, and then everything went to shit. But oh god, it's just him and Zach Wilson. I said him and Zach Wilson are never going to be starting for a team ever again. Like, let's say they're now backups in the NFL, if even maybe starters in the UFL, but that would be about it.
But you never know. Like, look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers this year. Like, they could be ended up back as starters for a season. So.
Well, that's the only way they'll probably be a starter. Yeah. Is if, like, if him going to the Jags would probably be if Trevor Lawrence gets fucking injured, like. But we're looking at the offensive side of the ball. I'm trying to look at defensive, but not, like, I'm like Rob, defensive players, unless they're super, super famous, they don't really stand out to me.
The only one I really noticed was... is it that defensive tackle for the Chiefs? Is it Ford or something like that? They locked him up. I can't remember his name. I'm trying to find it. Jones. Sorry, Jones.
Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Chris Jones is now got a 5-year deal with $95 million guaranteed.
Yeah. So he's been locked up now. And that's a new big defensive sort of thing I've seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's a guy, Xavier McKinney from the Giants and went to the Packers, but Gardner Minshew to the Raiders, that's another weird one.
Alright, he'll be starting.
Alright, but I didn't think he was ever going to, I thought he was going to go to the team as a decent backup, but I didn't think he was going to be going as a starter anywhere. I thought the Raiders were going to try and get Fields.
I thought the Raiders would have tried to get Wilson as well. Wilson or Fields. No.
Jacoby Brissett is away to the Patriots.
Yes.
He'll be there while a young player that they draft, because they have the third overall pick, so they'll draft one of the quarterbacks, because it's a big quarterback draft this year. They'll obviously draft one of the quarterbacks, and then he'll fade it out with Jacoby. Not the RG Jacoby. I think that's everything. Have we missed anything, guys? Anything you want to talk about there?
I'd seen somewhere earlier that JJ Watt was coming out of retirement. Did you hear that?
For what?
Apparently he's coming out of retirement. I was just trying to find the post there to see it.
He's held together by nuts and bolts at this point, mate. I don't see him going out of retirement.
Is he not like half chairman of the fucking Burnley? He's one of the stakeholders, shareholders anyway, of Burnley.
For Burnley Football Club.
Yeah.
What, how random? I did not know that.
It's like Tom Brady is like owner of Birmingham City.
Yeah.
Football Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also didn't know that.
Joe Flacco owns or is like a part owner of like Shamrock Rovers or something in Dublin.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. The Birmingham one's funny because they had a decent manager in and they were sitting like fifth in the league at the start of the season. Then Tom Brady and his group bought it, sacked the manager, brought in Wayne Rooney, and ended up losing the next, was it like 10 games in a row or something?
10 games in a row. Like,
and they fell down to like relegation. It was like the perfect example of the way not to do it. It was great to see. Yeah. Love seeing it.
Maybe they'll pick Bill Belichick up in the offseason.
Bill Belichick, manager of Birmingham City.
Yeah, they wouldn't concede.
Do you remember that happened? Didn't that happen once whenever an England rugby manager won the World Cup and he ended up going into coach?
Clive Woodward?
Yeah. Did he coach football?
I don't think he went to coach football. Did he not end up in like... as like a director of football role or something like that? I can't remember. I could be wrong. I think he went into like the boardroom somewhere.
Yeah, he was looking at a manager's role, like, and I don't think anyone ever gave him it, but there was like talk of him being a manager of a team because he won the World Cup with England.
I thought you were going to bring up Ted Lasso there because he went from American football to the Premier League.
Just goes to show it can happen.
TV show, unbelievable TV show. Such a good show. You should watch it.
Incredible.
I've never watched it. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones at the minute because the new House of Dragon. I'm gonna watch Game of Thrones again, and I'm gonna watch House of Dragon, and then the new House of Dragon should be ready to rock and roll.
Well, have you not watched the first season of that yet? No.
I have, but I want to rewatch everything so that everything's fresh in my mind for whenever the new season comes.
Fair enough. I don't know if I can watch Game of Thrones again that last season. Just. Hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, probably, well, maybe not. Maybe just leave the last season.
Yeah, pretend
on the 7th, yeah.
Yeah, just leave it on the 7th and then just start on the thing. But no, boys, that's us for another episode of Talking Balls.
Sweet.
Yeah, we'll get me Rob to bed because he's tired now because he actually has to go to work instead of just sitting in his wee office.
Excuse you, I have been nothing but energetic.
No, you haven't. Sitting there yawning.
I didn't yawn once. If it did, same proof.
Oh, well. It's on camera, bitch. Anyway.
Hello, and there was no yawning.
We will see you later. Mark, it was a pleasure talking to you. Did you talk once during this whole thing or what? I can't even remember.
Just I don't know why you're getting it, Robert, from being tired. I am absolutely fucking shattered.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another one. We're a lot of tired old folks. So we'll see you next week for another episode of Talking Balls.
Sweet. Cheers, guys.